Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on this edition of the TV Black Box one-on-one podcast, I chat to a former NRL player, Ninja Warrior semi-finalist, and now part of the team at Celebrity Apprentice Australia. Stay tuned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TV Black Box, bringing you the inside goss from the TV industry.
Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome to another TV Black Box one-on-one podcast. I'm Aaron Ryan. He might be huge, he might have a six-pack, he might be a former NRL player, but he's also a big giant teddy bear and a fantastic role model for his kids. He's about to appear on the upcoming season of Celebrity Apprentice Australia. I'm going to do my best at pronouncing his name correctly, so hello, Aloni Venekut. Oh shit!
You are not the first, and you won't be the last to accidentally make a mistake of my surname. It's Vunakere. I have heard you say it right before, so I'll give you credit for that. The first time I ever heard you say my name, you pronounced it absolutely perfectly. So there must be a dash of Fijian in you somewhere. So you said that really well, mate. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me on.
All right, now so. Obviously, I'm assuming that name comes from Fiji, your father's side, and you've got a huge family, haven't you? About there's seven of you, isn't there?
Yeah, there's seven of us kids. Spread all across the world. My older brother and sister grew up in and lived in Fiji. My older sister lives here now. There's myself, my brother and sister from my dad's second marriage with my mum. And then he also has another two kids with his now partner. So, yeah, seven of us, big family. And I've followed suit. My wife and I, Mel and I, we have four beautiful kids, and we are showing them the ways of the world and trying to raise them to be good, strong little humans.
Yeah. Well, talking about you when you were like a little human or even in school, I saw a few shots of you playing rugby at school. You looked quite big back then. Were you bigger than the rest of the kids back in high school?
In high school, I grew. In primary school, I was a rake. I was really small, skinny. I was tall, but I was pretty quick, so that helped with the sport. I didn't really put on much weight until I started the sport of rowing, when I lifted weights pretty regularly and started training more regularly, and I put on weight and caught up to everyone else and grew bigger than everyone else. So I don't know if it was functional for the sport that I was doing at the time, but I enjoyed lifting weights off the back of guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff like that. So I had a bit of a big blueprint to follow and try to follow suit with him and put as much muscle mass as humanly possible.
Well, that's a big man to follow. I saw some of his bodybuilding when he was younger. He's huge. But look, you represented Fiji in rugby as well as, of course, with the Sydney Roosters. Were you living your dream at the time? That's what you wanted to do?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember I wrote it down somewhere. There's definitely some power in writing down things physically. On your notes and your phone, like with a pen and paper, you have to physically write it down. There's some black magic tied to that stuff, but it just makes it happen. So when I was about 16, I said to myself, I'm going to play for Fiji, which luckily enough came to fruition. I think it was 10 years later I actually played for them. But I also wrote down, I'm going to play in the NRL. Mum pulled it out the other day. It was stuck on one of them, I don't know, stuck in storage at home. She pulled out this old whiteboard and she's like, "Hey, look what I found," and sent me a photo. And it was I will play NRL. I'll play in the NRL. And it was a dream that I sort of set at a young age, and took me longer than I thought to get it. Took me set the goal at 16, I got it at 29. So yeah, a bit of a 13-year gap in between. But yeah, if you keep working hard enough at what you want to achieve, then you'll achieve it. So
what a great mentor.
I was living the dream.
What a great mentor for your kids, though, showing that, you know, if you've got a dream, if you've got something, you can do it, whatever that is, even if that means, you know, doing rugby at the highest level. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's what we try to instill in them. Like, whatever you guys want to do, we're not going to force you down any path. We're just going to let you explore your own paths and become your own people and just do whatever you find fun in life. And if you can sort of match that with hard work and the right attitude, then it will take you far and wide in this world. There's so many opportunities now in the world. So we're just sort of trying to instill that now our kids. And it's interesting to see all the different paths that they're all taking. We raise them all the same, but their little personalities tweak what they currently know, and then they delve down their own paths. So it's an interesting world. Can be interesting to see where they all turn out in 15 years' time. So,
live the dream for quite a while, but then 15 concussions, 10 in the space of 1 year, force you into retirement. Was it heartbreaking for you at that time to give up something that was a dream and part of your life for so long?
Yeah, like fortunately for me, I think I went to hospital once while playing rugby league, and it was 4 stitches in my eyebrow. So I was pretty lucky. I had some like medium size injuries, nothing overly major. I had the longest stint I had off was I think 4 or maybe 5 months with some nerve damage in my leg, which is there was zero pain, so it didn't even hurt. But I just couldn't. Catch heavy loads on my leg. The next worst injury I had was a injury in my knee, which is pretty average sort of an injury. It's not too major. And then obviously I had all the concussions, which on sort of doctor's advice was to just be like, look, you've done everything you could probably do within the game. There's no point in pursuing anything further because you just risk further possible bad things happen. Look, it's a grey area, that whole concussion space. They don't actually know if all of the head knocks sort of add to sort of an accumulative effect of like long-term issues. It's still really inconclusive, and they can't pinpoint anything on it, but they're just taking the cautious route. Like, they don't want to look back in sort of 20 years time and say, oh, it definitely was that. So look, it was really, really hard for me to step away from something that I still coach rugby league. So it's I get to live it in that regard. I get to live the experience from the other side of the fence. And I tell the boys, I'm like, I would love to just do one more. So we call them a back fence carry, where you just basically pretend you're the Hulk and you're just trying to run through a brick wall. I mean, me being Fijian too, that ties into our primal sort of tribal warrior roots. We want those contests. We want to know if we can handle those contests. And I would love just one more instance of those. The other team kicks the ball down to you, and you basically have to run the ball back as hard as you can into sort of 5 people trying to destroy you. And whether or not you stand is another story. But I just missed that contest, So I'm trying to find ways to sort of emulate that again now in my life. And I guess Celebrity Apprentice is a different version of that. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually representing Headache Australia is my charity as well. So
yeah,
it'll be cool. Those guys work in and around that same space. So I'm going to be cool to sort of raise some funds for them. And it's going to be a different thing that I'm going to be taking head on this time around.
What a great charity. Talking about the concussions, though, you've decided to, already now that you'll donate your brain to science when you die. I mean, I haven't heard of someone doing that. I suppose, giving organs and stuff. Can you tell me about how you came to that decision? Was that based out of the concussions that you had?
Yeah. In and around that stuff, I just, thought, look, if I'm not going to be needing it when I'm dead, then I might as well hope to advance science and the human race, and hopefully they can find something that helps the cause, you know. Like, I mean, I put my body through the ringer, but all for my own sort of benefit. I wanted to test myself, and look, it's a space that's still unknown. So if I can help in any capacity, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to need it. There was also a second layer to why I wanted to do that, in the hope that they could use my brain. Like, hopefully, I always loved the Terminator as a kid, right? So I thought if they could maybe transplant my brain into a Terminator body when the time's right in the future, then I'd be open to that too. So it's a double win for me. Hopefully advance the species and give myself a second shot at a second life in as a cybernetic organism.
That sounds awesome. I want to ask you about, now, I've seen you on Instagram. You're in waste collection at the moment. Now, Aussies like to call it the Garbo. On your Instagram, you seem to enjoy it. You enjoy the mateship. But given your media exposure, there would be some people, not all people, but some people that would try to hide that, you know, because they're on TV, you're modelling, you're in rugby and all that kind of stuff. But you embrace it and you're happy to share your experiences in that role. I guess, what sets you apart from people that would prefer not to highlight their job if the world thinks it's not prestigious? Is it just a matter of you don't care?
Yeah, I guess I don't really mind. I guess I'm someone who's danced on both sides. I consider myself a modern day Batman. By night, I'm under the bright lights. I guess it's both times at night because we start early in the morning. Just a normal high-vis worker, and then come nighttime, I'm under the bright lights and on your TV screen on some show somewhere, whether it be NRL or Ninja Warrior or, I don't know, in this case, Celebrity Apprentice, or hopefully a movie one day. but yeah, you know, like, I don't know, I just want to give, I like the idea of giving the high-vis crew, like guys who, there's a lot of mental health stuff around that space. Like, a lot of those guys feel like they've got nothing to sort of strive towards or aim for, because that's a hard grind. Like, those slogs, you know, those guys work 8 to 14 hour days just grinding away on the tools, and I don't know, hopefully I'm just a sort of bit of a beacon for them that, look, you can be something else on top of being a high-vis worker. So
I guess it gives you a bit of an opportunity to do other things during the day, you know, because of the hours, so you get to fulfill your dreams doing other stuff, right, during the day, I imagine.
I always try to find jobs that worked around my rugby league when I was playing. We needed to have an early enough finish to be able to make training. When I was training part-time, our training day would start at sort of 4 in the afternoon. So I needed jobs to finish before then. And it had to work for my actual... It was me, shush. Sorry. It had to work for my hobby. It had to work for what I was really passionate about in life and pursuing my sports goals. So the garbage job, when I got into that work off a mate of mine from school, one of my real good mates. And the first day I finished it, I don't know, 9 a.m, I was like, oh, okay, so there are actually jobs where I still have a whole day to do stuff, but I get paid a whole day's wage, but there's still enough time for me to go and do 3 other things and then still go and pursue my actual passion in life. So yeah, I know it's looked down upon and, I don't know, frowned upon by some, but I don't care. I'm finished work by this morning. I was finished work by 9:30, so it's a win if you can, like, make it work for you. So
yeah, it's
awesome. I'm lucky enough to do most days. So
that's what makes you as well. It's awesome. Well, let's move on to Ninja Warrior. Just a couple of questions. I've noticed when I watch the show that the big tanks that are built like you only ever seem to go so far, because some of the obstacles are built for more speed, agility, and having to hold your own weight for a period of time. But you've done super well. Can Ninja Warrior be conquered by someone of your size?
Yeah, look, I definitely think Ninja Warrior could be conquered by someone of my size. It's just the skill set you have to develop. Most of us guys my size play other sports, and we come into Ninja really, really late. So for us to develop the skill set, we have the athletic sort of mindset and athletic, most of the time athletic attributes. We just have to develop this specific skill set of the sport of ninja, which it's, that's its own beast. Those guys who are really good at that. They're their own sort of beast and animals that, that rip that, that stuff apart. So I'm just tacking on the back of those guys. I've got my, my athletic ear tuned in to break down every little piece of information that they can sort of dribble out for the rest of us sort of wannabe ninjas. And I use that to try and upskill myself and try and sort of better myself and battle it out against those guys. Because the good thing about that, that show is anyone can slip at any time. So you're always a chance. So it's you got to have the skill, but yeah, you got to, with a bit of fire, that stuff too. So it's a really cool show to be a part of. And I'm really sort of thankful for the opportunity that I've had to be on there. And there's a really good season coming up for that as well. So I'm excited to see how everyone takes on all the new young guns. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, hopefully we'll see you, hopefully. Look, we can't do an interview.
Fingers crossed.
Your fingers crossed. We can't do an interview with you and not ask about that absolutely perfect body. So let's get to it. What's the secret? But please don't tell me it's Fijian genetics, otherwise there's no hope for me.
Fijian genetics is a little part of it. Fortunately for us Fijians, we can look at weights and manage to somehow put on muscle mass. But it is a lot of hard work and dedication, though. I started lifting weights at, I think, 14 years old through the help of my stepdad, who he just taught me about progressive overload and just, yeah, gradually increasing weight and pushing close to failure. It's consistency is the main thing. Consistency, yeah. Good programming, and pushing your body to its limits. And sometimes you get sort of little niggly injuries, but you got to know your limits. You got to know what to work within and around. And yeah, consistency and time, and you'll get really good results if you can do that. So, no secret, just hard work.
There you go. I've seen you take a few cold showers. Well, not personally seen you in the shower, but on Instagram you've often
you may got have. In the... I'm sure I put up one or two here or there where I was actually in the shower, so you may have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what's the thing about having a cold shower? Is that a bodybuilding thing to relax the muscles, or what's the story behind cold showers?
So there's too many health benefits to not do them, I find. So my main reason for doing it was it activates a more usable form of body fat. It changes it from white adipose tissue, which is the stubborn to use body fat, and it turns into stuff called brown adipose tissue, which makes it more readily available for the body. So I thought, okay, if I can minimize my body fat by just kickstarting the day with some of that, some cold exposure, it's a win for me. The other thing on top of that too is it's just challenging yourself to be able to do something really, really hard. And in saying that, you've already done something challenging hard and you've already got a little win for the day. So I thought it was when I get up to do mine, it's usually, I don't know, if it's in the middle of winter, I like starting them in winter too, because it's that much colder and your body's saying no, no, no. But in your mind, when you do conquer it, you just, there's a win and a win for the day. So it's really cold. You get in the cold water. You stand there for 3 minutes, which is the optimal amount of time. And you've had wins and wins, and your body's benefited from it. And yeah, that the other side to that is hot exposure as well. So saunas, I love my saunas. So I get in those as often as I can. Like between 1 and 4 times a week is ideal. The more, the better. But there's a lot of added health benefits for that stuff too. So cold exposure and hot exposure, really great ways to keep the body working as optimally as it can. And it's the mental challenge for me is the real win. Sorry, that was the most long-winded answer ever, but I hope it answers your question.
No, it definitely does. Well, let's get to Celebrity Apprentice Australia. You sort of mentioned this at the start. I was asking, you know, what made you take up the offer on this one? I think you were saying at the start it was just to challenge yourself and do something different. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely challenged myself. I'm always on these open there, sort of going out into the deeper waters and trying something new. And that definitely was the case on this show. Something that I've had little bits of experience of over my life, like working in sales and stuff. And I never really enjoyed it though. So trying to sell things, I find really, really difficult, which look, everyone at some point is going to have to sell something in their life, yeah. Whether it be sort of like their skill set or how they work. But I just, yeah, I'm not really all that confident. I guess I developed other attributes of myself and I use those more so throughout my life. And it was really interesting to have to delve back into that space where I'm really sort of uncomfortable. And that was the main reason why I jumped in the show. We need to sort of test ourselves to better ourselves. And that was my main reason for jumping on the show.
I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't get intimidated too often being your size, but how was Alan Sugar? Is he pretty intimidating? Was that a bit different for you?
Yeah, Lord Sugar, he's a really imposing character. There's not much to him, but on top of like, I don't know, he's just got this real sort of alpha-y presence, hey? So real alpha type presence, so. And then when you find out what he's worth too, I don't know. I just always find when guys are worth a couple of $1 billion, it always adds a bit of extra kick into their aura or their sphere around them. Hey, so I like Lord Sugar though, but when you're in that boardroom, it gets pretty heated and pretty tense pretty quick. So I look forward to seeing everyone's perception of the boardroom because I was, I did speak to Olivia about going onto the show this year. And she just warned me before. Olivia Vivian from Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
And she said, mate, just prepare yourself. The boardroom is super intense. And I was like, I've been in some intense situations in my life. I'm sure I can handle it. And going in that boardroom, I don't think I've ever been in anything more intense than that space. So it's, it's interesting when you're there because it's thick, the tension. So it's, I look forward to seeing everyone else's reaction to it when it is.
I am interested to know about those boardroom scenes. I'm guessing that would have been like a difficult place for you to be in. I mean, you don't seem to be overly confrontational and stuff, and there's people bitching and trying to put each other down or say someone else's it's their fault and all that kind of stuff. How did you go with that sort of stuff?
Well, I'm the first person to always fall on my own sword and take the blame for stuff. So, that was really confronting. People just throwing shade at each other heavily, throwing darts or at each other's heads, or knives in the back, I guess is what you call it. That was an odd space for me to be in because I usually just put my hands, hey guys, everyone, that was my fault, but you can't do that in this show because that's the end of you. So yeah, I had to learn quick how to put the deuces up and get ready to defend yourself. And I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I can give away. I mean, it's not really a spoiler though, because it's not just the boardroom. This season, the bitchiness between the guys was probably more intense than the girls. What was going on with the guys? It was pretty full on.
Yeah, look, we're all pretty. I guess we're all pretty bossy in all of our lives, and we all know what we want, and all know how to sort of go after those in our own way, and I guess we go to loggerheads against each other. A couple of egos, and it made it difficult to sort of focus in on the task and get it done as efficiently as we could because people were standing up wanting their voices heard. And it's gonna make for some good TV.
Can you tell us
can you
tell us a bit about one of the or a challenge or something that you've been in? I can imagine with this show that it's all about making money. So I'm guessing the shirt's going to come off.
Yeah, it's probably going to come off multiple times, to be honest. I don't particularly like enjoy doing it, but look, if it's for a charity and a good cause, then I'm willing to do what the team needs me to do. So, yeah, I'm happy to help if it helps someone else.
All right, and just before we leave, Celebrity Apprentice, with the cast, I just wanted you to pick one for these areas. Who was the most competitive in the show?
Most competitive? Probably Benji.
Yeah,
he's a very competitive cat. Benji's the alpha and he likes to run things. So yeah, I want to say Benji. There's a couple of close, but Benji, yeah, he knows how to win and knows what to do to win.
And who's most likely to like turn on someone in the boardroom to save themselves? It's their fault, and try to get out of trouble.
All of them. All of the above.
Except you.
Oh no. Oh, there's a couple that sort of save themselves, but it's gonna be plenty of drama this season. So no, we haven't fallen short in that regard. In particular. Ronnie and Jared, they're the Ronnie, Jared, there's a couple of the girls too. Gamble. Yeah. Mm. Just leave it at that.
All right. And last one, who would you like to invite over for a barbecue? Who did you click with in the cast?
Oh, there was heaps. Like, you want me to name one, or would you?
One, two, or three.
One, two, or three.
Who did you click with? Benji, I imagine.
I clicked with a lot of people, yeah. Benji, Darren, Will and Woody, Gene. Yeah, there was heaps that I did click with. I guess, look, if I had to pick one to bring to a barbecue, closer sort of Will and Woody, Darren and Benji. And I probably couldn't split the three of them. They're all going to bring something to a, depends on the occasion, to be honest. Like if you need comedic effect, you got Will and Woody. Darren can spin a yarn, like chew your ear off. But real good stories too. But Benji's a jack of all trades, so he covers so many bases, you know. I'm sure he'd be able to cook, so he's going to contribute that way. He can play a guitar, play any instrument you can think of. He's just literally a jack of all trades. He can play a game of touch footy with the kids out the back. Probably, let's throw Benji in there if we had to pick just one only. I mean, there's too many good traits amongst all. And the girl singers, we had Amy Shah. Who else? Sammy J. Man, they're all just depends on the occasion. Let's just roll with Benji to answer the question.
All right, let's before you go, let's ask a couple of questions about yourself. Now, I hear you're a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I mean, is this the world is flat, the moon landing didn't happen, Elvis is alive, or is it something else?
No.
What sort of conspiracy?
I'll just leave you with question everything. That's what I like to run with. Just question everything.
You don't want to give us one conspiracy theory that you're interested in or you know about?
One of the boys threw out the other day that he heard that dinosaurs built the pyramids. And that's a pretty far-fetched one, but there's one for you. I don't know. There's literally a million different ones that we could discuss. So, aliens, I don't know, running the numbers in the universe, but there have to be aliens floating around somewhere. There's over a trillion stars, and around those stars, there's who knows how many planets. So just playing the numbers game, like you probably have to think there was other life forms out there. So question everything you are told and just dig a little deeper and I'm sure you'll find something that makes you go, hang on a minute, that doesn't really work the correct way. So just question everything.
All right, question everything. So the other thing about you is that you're a bit of a gamer, aren't you?
I am a gamer. I love my... I just got a PS5 recently and playing Call of Duty Warzone and Spider-Man, and I'm playing the New Horizon game as well. So, yeah, I'm a gamer from way back. I got my first PlayStation in like 1995, playing Jonah Lomu rugby and stuff. So, I've been on board for ages, and yeah, that gaming community is massive. Hey, so I don't game as much, anywhere near as much as those guys, but I do. That's my little escape from the world. So. I'd be doing better things with my time, but that's my vice. That's my escape from the world. So I enjoy my role playing games, enjoy my shooting games, and yeah, I'm a avid gamer. Any tournaments coming up? Someone throw me in.
And if people want to find you on Instagram, how can they find you?
Yeah, just under my name, Thanos or Eloni Vinakeda. They can search for one of the two, and they'll find me. That's on Instagram.
Yeah, cool. Look, Eloni, he's not here to try to uplift his Instagram followers at all. That was my own promotion. You learn so much through the world through your eyes. Some will see physical strength, but if you watch long enough, you'll see his strength comes from his heart and his family. It's wonderful. You have very, very lucky kids to have a mentor like you, so that's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eloni.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Eloni Vinakeda there, part of the Celebrity Apprentice Australia, Sunday the 22nd of May on 9 and 9 Now. That's it for this TV Black Box 101 podcast. For all the latest television news and exclusives, head to tvblackbox.com.au. Until next time, I'm Aaron Ryan, and bye for now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.